Masechet Baba Kama, Perek Het, Mishnah Aleph. This perek will deal with physical injuries that one person causes to another and the financial restitution that has to happen for all different types of damage that he inflicted on a person. Mishnah says, HaHovel B'Havero, Hayav Alav Mishum Hamisha Devarim. Somebody hurts another person, he injures him physically, he's obligated to pay five different things, a maximum of five. Not all of them apply in every single situation, but there's five different types of damages that a person has to pay. Ben Nizek, for the damage itself, for the loss of value that the injury resulted in. We'll elaborate on each one of these. Besa'ar, for pain that he caused. Beripui, for medical expenses in order to heal the person. Beshevet, loss of employment of job. Ubeboshet, and for embarrassing his friend because of the injury. We'll elaborate on each one of them. Benezek Ketzad, how do we calculate damage that he caused him? Sime'et Eino, Kata'et Yado, Shiber'et Raglo, if he blinded his friend, or he cut off his hand, or he broke his leg. Ro'inoto ki iluhu eved nimkar bashuk, veshamin kama haya yafe, vekama hu yafe. We view the victim as if he was a eved, the slave being sold in the marketplace, and we say, how much would have he been worth without this injury? And now, how much is he worth in the shuk, in the marketplace, with this injury? And we look at the difference, and we say, that's the value that he has to pay for damage to his friend after injuring him. That is nezek. Sa'ad, how do we deal with payment for pain? Keva'o bishpud o bimasmer. Va'afilu asiporno makom she'eno ose habura. Let's say the victim, he took a hot iron piece of metal or a hot nail, a masmer, and even if he burned him on his fingernail, on a fingernail there's not such a reduced price. It doesn't leave an injury that's going to be long-term that would have caused him damage, that he would have lowered his price as a eved, as a slave. We say, Omdin kama adam kayotze baze rotze litol lehiyot mista'er kach. We estimate how much money would a man like this type of victim, with his level of pain tolerance and his sensitivity, how much would he take financially in order to go through this type of suffering? What would it take if I offered him $10,000 for a burn? Would a person take it? Would it be worth it for him? The Mishnah seems to be saying that, but the Gemara elaborates on it. And what it really means is, how much would the victim give in order to avoid this type of pain? That's the flip side of this. That's the amount that he is eventually paid by the inflictor of the damage. How much would have he paid in order to avoid this type of suffering, this type of pain? If it's $10,000, that's the amount of money that the inflictor has to pay the victim. Number three, ripui. How do we calculate healing? Hikahu hayav lerapoto. If a person hit him, that person is obligated to heal him. He has to pay all the expenses for the healing of the injury, all the medicines, and all the doctor visits. Alubo semahinu, elaborate on ripui. If he has blisters developing on his skin right near the spot where he was injured, imhamata maka hayav, shelo mehamata maka patur. Halakha is, if these blisters are coming about as a result of the wound, a direct result of the injury that was inflicted upon him, then the attacker is obligated to pay him for the healing of those blisters as well. Shelo mehamata maka patur. But if the blisters that are there are not a result of the wound, in other words, if, let's say, the victim was negligent in putting on the proper ointment, he didn't take care of himself healing-wise, and therefore a byproduct of his negligence was blisters came there, then the attacker would not be obligated to pay to heal them. If the wound kept on getting a little bit better and then returned back to its previous state of being a problem, and again, it healed a little bit, and then it got back to its previous place, but it never fully healed, then hayav l'rapoto, the attacker is obligated to pay continuously to heal him. The medical expenses are on him again and again until it's fully 100% completely healed. Hayta kosorka eno hayav l'rapoto. But if the wound healed fully, and then it got back to its previous state, then the attacker is not obligated to pay him. He could claim that the wound is coming from a different injury, from something else, and that once it's fully healed, he has done his job, he's fully done what he needs to do. Shevet, how do we calculate loss of employment? Let's say after an injury, the victim can't go to work. He lost a hand, he lost an arm, and therefore he can't go to work without it. Ro'inoto ki'ilu hu shomer kishu'in. We view him as if he has to be a watchman, a shomer, in a field of cucumbers. That's all he's fit to do. That's all the only job he could do now, because he can't do physical labor, and therefore the attacker has to pay him the wages of a cucumber watchman for every day of his illness, every day that he has his injury, every day that he's in bed because he can't work and he can't even do a simple job. So therefore, he has to pay him a minimum wage type of a fee. But the attacker wouldn't have to pay him the high earnings that he would have been making if this attack didn't happen. For example, let's say he was a fireman, and that that pays much better than a cucumber watchman, somebody who stays out there in the field. The attacker would not have to pay that higher amount of a fireman. He would have to pay the lower amount of a cucumber watchman, which is a minimum wage type of job. Shekvad natan lo demeyado udmeraglo, because he already paid him the value of his hand and the value of his foot that he may have damaged when he was paying nezik, when he was paying the regular damage. That amount includes whatever he would have earned had he not been injured. What we're basically saying here is the change of job that he's going to have for life. He went from a fireman that pays $100,000 a year to a cucumber watchman that pays $50,000 a year. That $50,000 gap is already calculated in nezek, and that's viewed as damage. What we view now, what we're talking in shevet, in loss of employment, is the basic minimum wage that the guy can't even do because he's bedridden, and that's what he has to continuously pay him until he's able to get back on his feet and work. Boshet, how do we calculate embarrassment? Hakol lefi hamivayesh vehamitbayesh. It all depends on the status of the person who caused the embarrassment and the status of the one who was embarrassed. What we say is the lower the status of the person who's attacking, the greater disgrace he causes. He's a low-level person who's attacking somebody, so to get attacked from such a low-level person, that causes a tremendous amount of busha. And the higher status of the victim who gets attacked, then the more disgrace he suffers. So what we do is we calculate a person of the status of the person who's getting attacked, how much would he pay to avoid the embarrassment by the person who's attacking him, depending on his level, and the attacker would have to pay that amount. We'll elaborate on laws of boshet. Hamevayesh et ha'arom, hamevayesh et ha'someh, hamevayesh et ha'yashen hayav. If somebody embarrasses all these types of people, three types of people, who already are suffering some sort of embarrassment, we would think he doesn't have to pay boshet. This person's already an embarrassed human being. And okay, so he's increasing the embarrassment a little bit. So he doesn't have to pay anything for it, because by automatic nature, this person is someone who's embarrassed. For example, let's say there was somebody walking around naked and a person spits on him. You would say, she shouldn't have to pay him. He's a naked person. He's already fully embarrassed. So what is he doing by aiding over here? Or someh, somebody who is blind and he's not really embarrassed over here. But he can't really understand that he's being embarrassed because he can't see the embarrassment that he's going through. Or the yashin, somebody who's sleeping, in the moment of the busha, he doesn't know that he's being disgraced. He only finds out afterwards. So we say in all these cases, the attacker is hayav. He's obligated to pay for the disgrace that he causes, even though the person he's embarrassing is not clothed or he's blind or he's asleep. V'yashen shebiyesh patur. If you have a sleeping person who embarrassed somebody else, for example, somebody's sleeping and he's having a bad dream and his arm moves outwards and he punches somebody. He's having a nightmare, so he punches somebody that's near him. So in that situation, he would not be obligated to pay for the embarrassment that he causes by punching somebody, because boshet only applies when it's being done intentionally, like we'll learn from the pasuk below. Nafal min hagag behizik ubiyesh. Let's say somebody fell from a roof by accident and he injured somebody and he caused embarrassment to that person by falling on top of him. The whole neighborhood's talking about it. Hayav al hanezek upatur al haboshet. The person who fell from the roof is obligated to pay for the damage that he caused, because you're obligated to pay nezek even if it was unintentional. Upatur al haboshet, but he's not obligated to pay for the embarrassment, because payment for embarrassment is only when it's intentional, like we learn from here. Shene emad b'shaleha yada V'hezika bim vushav. We learn from the pasuk over here talking about if two men are fighting and the wife of one of them intervenes and she wants to help her husband out and she sends out her hand to grab on to the private area of the man her husband's fighting with, and she grasps onto him and she embarrasses him in that spot, and that guy then stops fighting with her husband. We learn out from here, from the pasuk, the words are v'shalehayada, that she sends out her hand, she stretches out her hand, which shows us that she's doing it in an intentional way. She's trying to cause the boshet to the man and stop the fight. That's the situation, we say. Obligation to pay for the embarrassment is only there if intention to harm was there as well.